Here with what it says in the papers is Fiona Kelly.
A night of celebration became a night of suffering and heartbreak. The words of Father Peter Corrigan, spoken from the altar at the Sacred Heart Church in Clonus yesterday, provide the Irish Times with its lead headline this morning. In common with all of today's papers in the Republic, which are leading with this story today, the Times also runs with pictures of best friends Kia McCann and Dilaba Mohammed, who died in a road crash on their way to their Debs ball on Monday evening. The Irish Independent runs with an interview with Kia's dad, Frankie, talking about how he tried to revive both girls when he arrived at the scene, but that it was too late, so he asked that the best friends be put lying together. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Mail reports that other students from Largy College who were travelling to the Debs ball in convoy witnessed yesterday's horrific accident. While the tribute which Seanus McCann paid to her little sister on social media yesterday is the focus of the lead stories in the Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star. Life is so cruel, is the headline in the Mirror. As for this morning, the Belfast Telegraph leads with the message sent by DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson to party colleagues, accusing some of them of briefing against the party and of damaging its electoral prospects. Parents lie awake at night over school costs. That's the headline on the front of today's Irish Examiner, which reports on that Barnardo's study, which found that the cost of sending a pupil to first year in secondary is just under €1,000, and that one in four parents of secondary school pupils borrow from financial institutions or friends to meet back to school costs. That paper also runs with another statistic on its front page this morning, that there was a 52% increase in the number of electric cars registered in July of this year compared to July of last year. Back in the front of the Times, meanwhile, there's another comparison of July data where we're told that the drop in TV licence revenue was down by more than €2.7 million this year. Also in the front of the Times, the paper flags an opinion piece by former Republic of Ireland footballer Karen Duggan, who's writing about tensions in the current Irish camp. If I was Vera, I'd probably slip away quietly, is the headline there. Under the headline, Girls in Green have shown they belong on the world stage. Meanwhile, The Independent devotes its lead editorial to this topic. And regarding the current controversy, the writer suggests whether there are true tensions in the camp or whether this is a teacup tempest will soon be revealed. And finally, to mark 20 years in Ireland, Google has compiled a list of the country's most Googled topics over the past two decades. Not surprisingly, the weather comes out on top. Writing in The Examiner, Sally Gorman reports that the most weather-obsessed towns in the country are Carrick and Shannon, New Ross and Tremore. The list also provides an insight into some of the other subjects which have consumed us over the years. The Lisbon Treaty was the most searched "what is" question in 2008. In 2013, it was twerking. While in 2019, "what is impeachment" was the most popular question posed by Irish people on Google.